This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Again, if you are listening in the greater Tampa Bay, Florida area, there are 12 original Hooters locations to serve you. If you are outside the greater Tampa Bay area, it doesn't take much effort for you to find where your nearest Hooters location is for football watching this weekend. And you probably already know where that location is. Let's find out more about Hooters.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies. And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans that live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day. And while you're there, enjoy Hooters' great game day eats. Join us for the Bucks Players Show every Monday night at 5 p.m. at Hooters on Hillsborough.
Hooters is the presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for the second season in a row. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for subscribing to the podcast. A little bit different schedule this week. That's because I'm coming off hosting Todd Wright Tour XVII at West Chase Golf Club. You don't have to worry about when podcasts are posted. If you subscribe to the podcast, you will know automatically. Please do so. And thanks for all your emails. I enjoy them. I write everyone back two seasons in a row. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Just do me a favor. Do not write me on Sunday morning and expect a response. By Saturday night. So anytime before Saturday night, before you go to bed, write your email with your questions about starting lineups, waiver claims, matchups, roster viability, trades, someone in your league doing something weird. Do it by Saturday night. Sunday morning, I wake up. I have two leagues that I commission, the podcast league, the foundation league. So I have teams in both of those leagues. And I want to enjoy my Sunday as well, mixing golf and fantasy football. All right. So get everything in before you go to bed on Saturday night. If you write it and send it on Sunday morning, especially in the 2 hours leading up to 1 p.m., you're not going to get a timely response. So just get it to me by the time you go to sleep on Saturday night. All right, rather than go by the matchups, and there are attractive games this weekend in the NFL that involve a number of prolific fantasy performers, I often attribute, it's something I did during my national radio career of 17-plus years, most of those at ESPN, a number of those with Sporting News, and Yahoo Sports Radio as well. Yes, was on Sirius XM also. I love attributing. That's a courtesy to good people that work in the business. So whether it is Steve Gallo with The Huddle, who I actually haven't talked to in a while, I should reach out to Steve. Pro Football Talk or Roto World as another source. Patrick Daugherty's rankings are a must-see for me each week. I would highly recommend them for you, not just the rankings, but the little notes he throws in just below the rankings by position on virtually every player that he ranks. So I just want to play off a little bit of what the rankings are from Patrick Daugherty of Roto World for week 9. Quarterback position, his top 10, Mahomes, Cam, Rodgers, Brady, Goff, are you ready? Fitzmagic, Cousins, Breeze, Watson, Ryan. Yes, Fitzmagic at 6. Granted, Cam in the same game at 2, only behind Patrick Mahomes, who talked about Cam Newton at length in the Bucks Bulletin. The fact that Fitzmagic is at 6, I think, is a little pie in the sky. a lot of that based on what happened back in September. And sure, Fitzpatrick came in and put up immediate yardage and points against the Bengals in a desperate come-from-behind situation in Cincinnati last week, but I don't necessarily agree with that ranking, because basically what that is saying is, all right, so he has Fitzmagic at 6, his Cousins at 7, Drew Brees at 8 in a game against the Rams, Deshaun Watson at 9, as hot as the Texans have been with extra days to rest before the Broncos game. That means if you picked up Fitzmagic on waivers, because you probably dumped him a few weeks ago, as I did, that means you're starting him instead of Cousins, instead of Brees, instead of Watson. Love Patrick Doherty. You're not doing that. You are not doing that. You are not sitting QB1s like Cousins, Brees, and Watson for Fitzmagic. That's too speculative. In a two-quarterback league, I think Fitzpatrick is worth considering. And if your quarterback is on bye this week, like a Carson Wentz or an Andrew Luck, nice plug-and-play opportunity if you were able to get Fitzmagic on waivers. Interestingly, another thing from Patrick Doherty's ratings, how low he has both Big Ben and Joe Flacco. Roethlisberger at 17, Flacco at 20. Actually, a lot of what I read in the rankings show Doherty being down on Flacco. The fact that the Steeler-Ravens games, almost as much as any division rivalry, have been worth watching for the better part of the last decade. Now, they've gone from very physical games. They've evolved beyond that because of the change in the nature of the National Football League. Earlier this year, it was the Ravens who shut down Pittsburgh almost entirely and rode a first-half lead to, I think, 4 Justin Tucker field goals, just padding on in the second half and kind of a slow the game down, let's just get out of here. And Pittsburgh, I think Pittsburgh managed under 50 yards of offense in the second half. Now, the Ravens' defense last week stunningly posted a minus number in a game against the Carolina Panthers. Now, I had the game pegged as a false line. Thank you, Gil Alexander, for pointing that out in our VEASAN segment and giving me credit for saying that on your air before it ever happened. Ravens have had some interesting weeks as DST. A few weeks back against the Titans, they posted 21 fantasy points without a turnover and without a touchdown. And then a few weeks later, they post a negative 4 because they give up 36 to Carolina, didn't force a turnover, didn't have a sack. But just the fact that Roethlisberger and Flacco are ranked so low at 17 and 20 stood out to me from the Patrick Doherty rankings. Running back rankings. Again, via Patrick Doherty at RotoWorld. Check it out for yourself, rotoworld.com for week 9. Gurley 1, Hunt 2, Ezekiel Elliott 3, Gordon 4. Zeke off bye week and bad game against Redskins. Gordon off hamstring injury. Then there's Connor at 5. We talked at length about him in the previous Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast, how he has literally, he's RB2 for the year behind Gurley, 14th overall. It's 12 quarterbacks and Gurley in the top 13 in standard scoring leagues for the season. And then there's James Connor. Connor has been the Powerball ticket. If any of you drafted him with that throwaway individual player pick around the time you've already gotten your DST and your kicker and everything else is set, or you picked him up on waivers because of the Le'Veon Bell situation. So he's 5 this week in that matchup against the Browns. McCaffrey at 6. Interestingly, so McCaffrey 6, Kamara 7, Adrian Peterson 8. 8 this week. I thought he was 9. Maybe I wrote this down wrong. I just don't know how long Peterson can keep this up. It's impressive. White at 9. We talked about him at length in the previous podcast. And Latavius Murray. Dalvin Cook, I guess the latest as I do this podcast, saying, I don't know if I can play. Do the Vikings even want him to play? The way Latavius Murray is going? So these running back rankings are interesting because I don't think neither McCaffrey nor James White have cleared. These aren't guys that clear even 50, 60 yards rushing. But because of where we're headed with the NFL and so many balls in the air and running backs being used as pass catchers out of the backfield, it shows the value. I mean, just look at these guys. I mean, it's been a big part of what Hunt has done. Big part of Melvin Gordon's game, Connor's game, certainly McCaffrey. Always a part of Kamara's game. James White, 55 receptions on the year. That's why I keep telling you at your flex position, if you're not playing someone getting receiving yards or potentially getting receiving touchdowns, you're leaving points on the board. Let's move on to the wide receiver position. Again, these rankings quoting RotoWorld, Patrick Daugherty rankings for week 9, RotoWorld.com. Just not a lot of surprises here. I mean, the main thing I want to take away, I mean, you know, look, even in the running back rankings, Connor being there, Peterson being there, James White being there, Latavius Murray being there, four of the top 10, and I know we're in a bye week where we take some running backs off the field, granted making sense of almost on a week-to-week basis what the Eagles and Colts are going to do, and their two teams on bye is difficult, but I would imagine in many season-long drafts, neither Connor nor Peterson, James White, late round, Murray, you're throwing the dart on, well, Dalvin Cook couldn't play last year, maybe he can't play this year, that worked out. Although, if you remember, the first time Murray got in there, he didn't do very much. It was almost like a reboot a couple weeks later when Murray kept getting chances, and it certainly worked out, and it's been now pretty consistent for about a month. At the wide receiver position, you know, you look at the rankings for week 9. Tell me if there are any surprises here. As far as think about August when you're putting together your season-long draft. Thielen, Hopkins, Devontae Adams, Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, Tyreek Hill, Michael Thomas, Mike Evans. Any surprises there? No. They were all drafted as wide receiver ones, and I guess you could say, and I mean, I own Thielen. I can't believe I got him in the 6th round in my foundation league. You could say, well, Thielen was a wide receiver too, but his numbers have been like wide receiver 1. Diggs in the rankings this week is 10. Check his status. Feels like he's going to play, but and Robert Woods is 9. Robert Woods' targets are just very consistent. Seems like no matter where he goes, he's a lot better off in LA than he was in Buffalo. Emmanuel Sanders at 11. We'll see if there's any impact on that with Demaryius Thomas being gone. Brandon Cooks, 12. Jared Allen. Apologize. Old habits die hard. Keenan Allen. What have I said for the duration of the 3 years of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast? Why I do not play Keenan Allen. I do not own him in season-long leagues, and I do not play him in DFS. He doesn't score touchdowns. Now, I know there have been times over the last 3 years where he's had his pockets where he has. But what's been the problem since week 1? On a good Charger team, he doesn't score. And now he's not clearing 60 yards in a lot of games. And there's a lot of receiving yards out there, and he's not getting his share of those. And if he's not getting touchdowns and he's not getting receiving yards, then what's the point? I think this is too high of a ranking for Keenan Allen, considering the Seattle pass defense has actually been pretty good and is still pretty fresh off a bye week. And then Marvin Jones in at 14, interesting in the Darty rankings. We mentioned Big Ben was 17th among quarterbacks. Guess who's 17 among wide receivers? He's slipping a little bit in recent weeks. Juju Smith-Schuster, so good the first 5-6 weeks of the season, down in the rankings this week. I mean, this may be relative to the Ravens matchup, but Carolina was certainly able to do whatever they wanted to do. And putting 36 up against the Ravens last week. Ravens, again, without a sack, without a fumble forced, without an interception. Juju only comes in at 17 on the rankings this week. I still love him as a player. I wish I owned him, but down and production off in recent weeks. If you have specific questions, again, email me before you go to bed on Saturday night. If you want a response in time for the Sunday games, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.